Maine hospitals are seeing bad debt and charity care costs skyrocket at a time when individuals have more options to get health care coverage under the Affordable Care Act. But Maine is one of 22 states that opted not to expand Medicaid under the ACA, and some hospital leaders say that decision is one of the primary drivers behind the rise in uncompensated care. Patty White reports on how hospitals are coping with millions in lost revenue.
A lot of people weren't sure how the Affordable Care Act would play out when it became law. But Carolyn Kasabian, chief financial officer of St. Mary's Hospital in Lewiston, thought one thing was for sure: more of St. Mary's patients would have insurance. Turns out she was wrong.
We've never seen more uninsured in our hospital as we have in 2014. And really, it's the exact opposite of what we anticipated with the Affordable Care Act.
Kasabian says St. Mary's has had to absorb about $2 million extra in uncompensated care. To help make up for the extra costs, the hospital closed a behavioral intensive care unit and started charging free care patients a down payment to enroll in its outpatient substance abuse program. Kasabian points to one major culprit.
I would say the Medicaid expansion is the major challenge for us.
Kasabian says the state's unwillingness to expand Medicaid, along with previous cuts to the Maine Care program, the state's version of Medicaid, is what created the current situation. And Jeff Austin of the Maine Hospital Association says it's exacerbated by a reduction in Medicare reimbursement rates that were implemented federally in order to pay for the expansion.
So the Medicare cut to hospitals, which totals hundreds of millions of dollars, is in place, and we've lost that revenue. And what we really need is the corresponding benefit that was bargained for in Washington, which is Medicaid expansion.
Austin says currently, charity care at Maine hospitals amounts to about $130 million in costs.
Our free care and bad debt has tripled over the last 5 years. It was $13.6 million in 2014.
Lois Skillings is CEO of Midcoast Hospital in Brunswick. She says many factors contribute to the rise in uncompensated care, and expanding Medicaid would go a long way toward helping both hospitals and patients' finances. Otherwise, she says, what ends up happening is the hospital has to raise prices.
And then that drives up the cost of care for people who are paying for health insurance.
Midcoast raised its prices 3% last year, a move that's counter to the ACA's goal to lower costs. But the hospital is also looking to increase efficiencies in its larger health system, which include primary care offices that embrace what's known as a patient-centered medical home model to deliver higher quality care.
One example is part of this program is what's called a community care team, where patients who have the highest needs in our system have a social worker and a nurse and a physician who wrap their arms around the patient to help to get their social, emotional, and physical needs met.
Team members provide support to patients in their homes. For the 113 patients in the program last year, Skilling says emergency room visits declined 20% and hospital readmissions dropped 28%.
It cost us about $110,000 to run the community care team last year, and we probably saved mostly Medicare and Medicaid, a combination of over $550,000 with that decline of inpatient and emergency care. So I think that's a pretty good return on investment.
The irony is that the $500,000 saved is actually a loss for the Midcoast Health System. Payment reforms are moving towards reimbursing healthcare providers for quality versus fee for service. But there is a lag time. So at this point, some of those efficiencies aren't improving hospitals' bottom lines.
I feel like I've got a foot on the dock and a foot on the boat.
Carolyn Kasabian of St. Mary's says the hospital has boosted its outreach efforts to encourage patients to sign up for insurance. Six staff are trained as marketplace application counselors. As for the prospects for Medicaid expansion, Governor LePage has vetoed multiple legislative attempts to do so. But just this week, the governor said that he's concerned that Mainers living below 100% of the poverty level can't access affordable health insurance, a signal to some lawmakers that he may be willing to move on the issue. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.